Today's little moments become tomorrow's precious memories, and memories are timeless treasures of the heart. That's what Michael Shaw was to the JIS family, a timeless treasure. We are about to see through the lens of Michael Shaw as witnessed by government officials, colleagues, and friends.
I have known Michael from I have been a reporter, which was in the late 1980s and throughout the 1990s. And he has always been the consummate professional. But outside of being a great professional, Michael was a great human being as well. He was always so soft-spoken, so pleasant, and you never saw him without seeing his smile. It wasn't a big smile, it was a small smile, but he was always smiling and always very pleasant to everyone he came across.
Here we had a service provider who was aware of the essence of being a public official, unruffled, engaging, respectful, simply decent. Here you had an individual who you thought you had grown up with, that you had known for all of your life. We called him Photographer Shaw, but he was more than someone behind the camera. He was the creator of that moment in time, the recorder. What a delightful memory for those of us who were privileged to be a part of his focus at any given time. What an example for those who came under the influence and the touch of his calm demeanor.
What impressed me most about him was his gentleness and his humility. He was never abrasive at all. There was always a dignity about him and a respectfulness which characterized all his communication. His gentleness and humility were really remarkable features, and I think that those soft skills that he had played a great part in his success.
I knew Michael from 1973, from I worked at the Gleaner, and then on to the JIS and Jam Press. Michael was a personal friend of mine. In 1987, when I got married, Michael was the official photographer at my wedding, and I got to see another side of Michael. He was very kind and patient with everybody at the wedding, even taking pictures after the wedding. He was so kind and patient with all who took part.
I remember Michael Shaw as a jolly kind of person, one who always had a quick smile. But the thing that stood out for me was his professionalism towards photography. When it was time for work, it was just business. He got the job done. That's what he always tried to do. He was usually a very unruffled fellow. Really nice person to know, and one that we'll always miss.
I have known Mr. Shaw for over 20 years, and I've known him to be a respectful person. He runs his jokes, but respectfully. He was like a father figure in the department. Everybody looked up to him for advice. We missed him, and we'll hold on to the memories, the good memories that he left.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator A.J. Nicholson, Deputy CEO at JIS Ian Boyne, Managing Editor Editorial Department at JIS Godfrey Barnes, Public Relations Officer at JIS Roger Hutchinson, and Photo Librarian at JIS Maxine Schrouder have just shared their outstanding memories of a man whose memories will live on. Michael George Shaw, or friend and colleague, born May 26, 1956, and died on September 30, 2015, served the Jamaica Information Service with distinction for over three decades.
Give thanks for life. Give thanks for life.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.